You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, world stocks are certainly catching a wake-up. They're on course to extend a five-day run of record highs, judging by the US Open, while Bitcoin has taken a breather eventually after its latest surge. And we saw Russia's markets tumbling at the prospect of the harshest US sanctions in years. It is gloves off over there. And I think if you're a trader in this market, it's tough keeping up. If you're an investor, just sit there and listen to the news. Don't do anything rash. The US dollar at four-week lows and the rand heading to 14 rand to the greenback. Can you believe it? 14 rand 17-ish is where we find our rattler the rand at the moment. Well, the headline level of the all share was barely changed today, 0.02% to the good, 67,823 points. Chantelle Marks, Head of Equity Research at F&B Wealth and Investments. It's all about the geopolitics, actually, at this stage of the day. Sum up the mood for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly geopolitics to a certain extent, and definitely in the Russian market. We've also seen the ruble come under quite a bit of pressure, very different to the rand, which has really been the local story. Locally, the very strong rand has really been what has dominated financial market discourse today locally. And if you look at the movement in the JSE and how benign it has been relative to what we've seen in the US, for example, it really speaks to that, because a strong rand is really good for financials, it's good for retailers, especially clothing retailers that import their goods and services. But on the flip side, it's not really great for your so-called rand hedges or for companies that earn their income in dollars. So that really weighing on the local market, but I think it's more a good thing than a bad thing, a stronger rand ultimately.
Ultimately, and we see amongst the day's top gainers, banks, ABSA up 3.7, Standard Bank 2.5, First Rand 2.3, and the retailers as well, to your point, Massmart up 3%, Clicks up 2.3%, the foreigners love Clicks, and on the losers, some commodity producers who really don't like these kinds of conditions. Motors down 4.4%, Suntum down 5.7%. I couldn't see any specific news flow on that. Let's just move, though, to what's happening between the US and Russia. And we see the US imposing a broad array of sanctions on Russia to punish it for this alleged interference in the 2020 US election, cyber hacking, bullying Ukraine, and other what we'd termed malign acts. And these are broad ranging. I mean, the measures include blacklisting Russian companies, expelling Russian diplomats, placing limits on the Russian sovereign debt market. How far do you see this ratcheting up in terms of geopolitical tensions between the US and Russia?
Well, I think that the geopolitical tensions between the US and Russia have kind of been commonplace for anyone who's been alive for longer than 3 or 4 years, or the 5 years that Donald Trump, since Donald Trump's presidency. But it does seem as if the US is taking a pretty hard stance right now. For now, I don't foresee it becoming a global issue unless the situation worsens even further and, dare I say, becomes more militant. But certainly it will be very negative from a Russian perspective. And it does also signal that President Biden is not going to be soft on global relations and on geopolitical topics, because one of the reasons why markets were really happy to see the backside of Donald Trump was that he was extremely aggressive in his stance towards China, as well as his stance towards other kind of geopolitical arrangements, like, for example, even when it came to climate. It's leaving the Paris Accord. That kind of action was very Trumparian, and the expectation was that things were going to be a little bit more chilled with a Biden presidency, but this first move from the U.S. against Russia during the Biden presidency certainly doesn't seem chilled to me.
Absolutely, and I'm aghast at the fact that you think the market would want to see the derriere of the former president. I certainly could think of nothing worse than to see Donald Trump's behind, but I know what you're talking about. The geopolitics under the Biden administration has always been about taking the U.S. back into a leadership role and away from the kind of geopolitics of Twitter and TweetDeck and kind of unilateralism. It's about multilateralism, and I think what Joe Biden is trying to do and impress upon the Russians is we're going back to a rules-based system with these moves. It does, though, feed into the look east of Iran and China, and so it'll be very interesting to see how all of these forces coalesce against a U.S. that is trying to reassert its supremacy and primacy in global affairs. Speak to me about Coinbase, because we hyped the IPO up yesterday. We did a few back of the napkin type calculations, and we said, well, if you take its ARPU and you look at what Facebook has managed to achieve with 2.7 billion users, I think Coinbase came to the market with something around 56 million users, and say 6.5% of them are really spending quite a bit of money, and you do the sums. We put a valuation of around 148 billion on it. It came in at quite a lot less than that. I think it soared to about 112 US billion, that is, but then eventually closed at around 86 billion. Is this something you're going to be investing in at these levels if you were given the opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on how you're actually looking at this thing. So are you looking at it as more as a social media kind of business? Or are you looking at it from a crypto perspective, purely crypto perspective? Or are you valuing it as an exchange? If you're going to be valuing it as an exchange, it actually looks quite expensive if you consider the combined value of what they're actually trading. I'm still a little bit circumspect around the crypto market generally. I'm really okay with the FOMO that I'll probably feel in a few years' time. But I'm actually still on the sidelines with this one. And I think with Coinbase, I'm also comfortable still keeping my money in other places or keeping it to myself, really.
So you're not going to be investing in Canacrypt's initial coin offering, are you?
This is probably the most shocking thing that I have seen in a very long time. I'm definitely not going to be investing in Canacrypt, and I would really motivate people to read into it a little bit more if it caught their attention. But it's being marketed as similar to Bitcoin and Ethereum. The marketing document is all over the show. It's a backdoor way for the directors in Nutritional Holdings to raise capital to invest in medical cannabis. It's not being regulated by the JSE or even overseen by the JSE. It doesn't seem as if the FSCA has stepped in at all. And the worst of it all, or probably the most ridiculous thing out of the entire offer document, is that it's signed Bon Voyage.
I mean, if you ever wanted a red flag, there it is. But equally, the JSE needs to stand up and actually be the regulator that it has to. Otherwise, in the absence of the JSE acting, you can write the headlines already. Investors lose millions in unregulated ICO affiliated to JSE-listed Nutritional Holdings. Caveat emptor big time on that one. Chantelle Marks, Head of Equity Research at FNB Wealth and Investments, with your view from the market.